This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The biggest night on the bluegrass calendar is tonight in Raleigh. The 25th Annual International Bluegrass Music Awards Show is being held at Memorial Auditorium at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Country star Leanne Womack is co-hosting the event with master dobro player Jerry Douglas. It's part of the week-long IBMA Convention and Festival. WUNC Back Porch Music host Freddie Jenkins is here now to give us a preview. Good morning, Freddie.
Good morning, Eric.
This is a pretty big deal, isn't it?
It's a very big deal. The IBMA held here last year, and I would say it was very successful. It's a highly anticipated event, for sure.
Who leads the nomination list, Freddie?
The nominations this year are led by a group called the Boxcars. They have 10 nominations, including Instrumental Group of the Year, Album of the Year, two of them for Song of the Year, and also for Gospel Recorded Performance. Those just a few of the nominations they have. Also, the group Blue Highway, which has been together for about 20 years now. They have 9 nominations, including Entertainer of the Year and Vocal Group, and also Song of the Year as well. And Del McCoury, a longtime fixture on the bluegrass scene, is nominated. Del McCoury and his band nominated for 6 nominations, also in the Entertainer of the Year category and the Album of the Year category for their recording called Streets of Baltimore. And I should mention that the Blue Highway recording is called The Game, and the Boxcars recording is called It's Just a Road.
Should we listen to a little something from the Boxcars?
I think we should listen to that title song again.
Clear down to San Antonio. Think of all the words written for the one that takes you home. Those you never travel, the one you broke down on. Red dirt, gravel, blacktop, mud, a cobblestone. It really ain't no mystery. To me, it's just a road.
How about nominees from North Carolina?
A couple of them come to mind. We have a group that was quite successful last year. They won their album, Paper Town. Balsam Range is the group. Their album won the Album of the Year last year at the IBMA, and they're nominated this year for Entertainer of the Year, Vocal Group, and Instrumental Group categories. And Steep Canyon Rangers, with a sort of a triangle connection, they are nominated in the category of Instrumental Recorded Performance of the Year for a song called Graveyard Fields from their recording called Tell the Ones I Love.
Anyone else we should keep an eye on, Freddie? Maybe a personal favorite or something?
As far as the awards go, a favorite record of mine, which is nominated as Album of the Year, is won by a banjo player named Noam Pikelny. It's Noam Pikelny plays Kenny Baker, plays Bill Monroe. And it's essentially a recreation of a recording done by the great Kenny Baker, who was a longtime member of Bill Monroe's bands. He made an album back in the, I think, early 70s called Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe. Noam Pikelny has essentially recreated that album and released it in the past year, and that is one of the nominees for Album of the Year from the Compass Records label.
The Wide Open Bluegrass Festival runs tomorrow through Saturday as part of the IBMA's week-long events. What are some of the highlights for you?
Well, there are performances all throughout the day with fantastic performers scheduled all throughout the day. Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn are performing late in the afternoon. Steep Canyon Rangers are going to be performing as well. The recently reformed Hot Rise is performing on Friday night. And then the evening caps off with a wide open jam with Sam Bush, Bela Fleck, Jerry Douglas, Brian Sutton, Edgar Meyer, and Stuart Duncan. So that's a pretty spectacular lineup to cap off Friday night. And then Saturday, Noam Pikelny, a fellow I just mentioned, he's going to be performing later in the day, around 4 o'clock or so on Saturday. And Del McCoury is performing with special guests that evening, Saturday evening as well. And Ricky Skaggs with Bruce Hornsby and Kentucky Thunder, they perform Saturday night as well. And then at 10 o'clock, there is something called Wide Open Bluegrass Late Night.
Freddie Jenkins is one of the hosts of Back Porch Music, heard every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night here at North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Freddie, thanks so much for stopping by this morning.
Thanks for having me, Eric.